This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. Back before everything went sideways, before any of us knew what social distancing or PPE or PPP meant, before we knew what kind of year this economy and all of us were going to have, we started a series called The United States of Work. 10 people who are a roughly representative sample of the American labor force. The first of the 10 that we introduced you to was a certified public accountant in New York City named Michael Durant. And now that delayed tax day is in the rearview mirror, we have gotten him back on the phone to check in. Michael, it's good to talk to you again.
It's good to talk to you, Kai.
So here we are in July. Let's do work stuff first, right? You have just finished your heavy season. What's it like for you to be working deep into the summertime as an accountant?
It almost felt like it was 6 months straight of busy season. Even with the lows of the virus coming in and, you know, having to pack up and change locations, it just felt like there was so much to do during the day.
I'm shocked that people put off their taxes all the way through this pandemic. Has your work changed at all? I mean, can you do accounting from your, you know, kitchen table, as it were?
Oh, yes. I mean, our firm had taken an initiative early on to be remote capable. And I had, luckily for school, I had purchased like a dual screen monitor setup back for like my own Christmas present. So it came in handy, actually, with this entire switch.
So let's talk about school for a second, because as listeners will know, not only are you working full time, you're in law school at night. Have you been online, I guess, for, you know, the last semester or so?
Yeah, exactly. We went online, I want to say sometime mid-March, similar to everybody else. For the fall, it's still up in the air. They're contemplating some hybrid method or just online like we've been doing.
What are you hearing from your clients about how their businesses and personal lives are going?
It depends on what industry they're in. We have some restaurants who have reopened, some who just haven't at all. But everyone's working at a slower and at a fraction of what they were doing just 6 months ago.
Yeah, what's their level of hope for the short-term future? Do you have a sense?
It's not much hope. It's more like walking on a sheet of ice on a lake. Like you see it cracking and you're just trying to get to the other side and hoping that it maintains. Right now, with no government certainty about what type of relief there will be, it's kind of just everyone's just kind of inching across.
Yeah, yeah. I need to delve into the personal here for a minute with you because this pandemic has hit you hard. Your mom passed because of COVID back in April, right?
Yes, she did.
First of all, how you doing?
You know, I'm doing okay, you know, given the circumstances. Doing all right. You know, I have my two younger brothers, and we're pretty close-knit to begin with, and then this only kind of brought us closer. So, you know, it's good to have them as a support system.
When we were there in December, we took the subway up to Yankee Stadium. You and your brother AJ lived in you had your own apartment and your brother AJ lived with your mom in an apartment in the same building. And we came up to see you. He's what now, like a senior in high school?
He will be in September, yes.
So how's he doing? I mean, because this is, you know, senior in high school, you want to start thinking colleges, and he's had this horrible loss. How's he doing?
He's doing okay. You know, everybody's just, you know, given the circumstances again, but we've gotten a bit closer. We've been talking colleges and, you know, what the future holds. And of course, the first thing was, oh, my brother's in charge now, so maybe I get a little more slack, but I'm going to keep a tight leash on him a little bit longer. But yeah, we've been talking college.
Yeah. We talked about that night we were up there, about how you're kind of tough on him, you were pretty upfront about that. So let's see, you are working full time. You're going to school. You are now, you're AJ's guardian, right?
Yes.
So you're the guardian to a 17-year-old kid. You're moving into your mom's old apartment, right? You're selling your place. How, have you been able to process all this, or have you, or are you just kind of going about the motions here?
I think it's more like going about the emotions. Everything's coming real fast. you know, I have enough room to breathe where it's not overwhelming. And at the same time, it's just a lot to deal with. But things are moving at a good pace. And especially now with the city reopening bit by bit, it's speeding things up a little bit.
How are you taking care of yourself? I mean, you know, self-care is kind of important, especially at a time like this.
Definitely. I do make coffee every day. I make a good, solid Spanish Bustelo coffee, black, one sugar, and it's like the highlight reel. It's almost like transports me to another location.
There you go.
And then, you know, just spending time with my brothers. We, me and AJ have definitely started watching a lot of movies together and stuff.
Well, that's good. That's good. Michael, thanks for your time. I really appreciate it. And take care of yourself, please. Life is tough, man.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, hi.